overwhelmed. And these ladies have just caught the vision of what God wants to see with us sharing life together in our diversity of ways. So they are going to lead us through the next little moment. But I just want us to honour you guys too. And thank you very much for saying yes to God, because it's been amazing. So here's a microphone for you, Renee.
Actually, just got a little note here just to so I can touch on everything that I wanted to say. So I just wanted to, like, again, just to really give you just the depth of the importance of life groups. And, you know, I kind of think it is, they are vitally important for the life of the church. And I think that represents in many ways. And the first one being is that I was just reflecting on the early church and how the early church looked when it was starting out. And it was actually a series of small groups that were interconnected. And when Paul wrote a letter to, say, the church in Rome or the church in Philippi or Ephesus, he was writing to a community of churches, which is, I guess, in essence, a life group. And that also gives us connection to the early church. And I kind of thought, that's kind of cool, you know, that we are kind of connected in that way of a tradition, you know. So that's kind of a cool thing. But also I want to just touch on, you know, while we meet here on Sunday mornings and our large church family is an awesome way to meet together, it's kind of easy to get lost. And that's where a life group is just so vital. And Di, maybe you want to share just like how... just one way that a life group is really important.
I thought you were doing it all, but it's good. Surprise! It's a day of surprises.
I can if you like.
No, no. I think one of the vital ways, it's where you can be yourself and you can practice the things that we're called to do, such as praying for each other, prophesying over each other, encouraging each other, and it's so non-judgmental. It's just friends around a table, like. You know, even today, if you look at it, we're all facing the front. We're looking at the back of each other's head. So good to be around the table and to have that relationship and to be praying into each other's lives. Yeah. That's really one of the vital things that I value too.
And like, it really helps you to forge deeper relationships within people within the church. And that's what I find really, really awesome about our life group. It's informal. It's comfortable. We all get a chance to get to know each other in a deeper way, and we all get to practice what it looks like to be the church. So yes. I'm grateful for that. What else is there? Okay, I think right now we'll invite up all of our life group leaders and then we will talk about them.
That's good.
So do you want us to come forward, all our life group leaders, for 2020? And if you look at the slides behind us, then you'll kind of get a glimpse of what's going on. So I think the first group that we're going to touch on is us. So, Adam.
Yeah, this is why you want to be on the end. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, she's handballed this one, I would have meant to talk about. It's a good... We've got a group that meets bi-weekly, that's every 2 weeks, on a Wednesday evening at 7:30 at our place. And we'll start not this week, but next week. And we'll get there. What do we do? Yeah, we'll start next week if you're interested. That's what now everybody who's actually in that group here is thinking, that's news to me because I didn't know that. So don't come this week, everybody. Next week. What do? We eat things. That's always a wonderful draw card. We always have a nice plate of goodies to eat, but that's not the main purpose of it, even though it helps. We like to, of course, pray for each other, spend some time understanding each other's lives, chatting a bit, and then we get into some study of, it could be anything. It could be a theme. It could be a biblical passage, whatever it is. But we'll read it. We'll discuss it. We'll talk about it. We'll ask some hard questions about it. We're going to start this year doing Ephesians. So if you've never been properly Ephesed, you may want to join us. There's a lot of hard questions in Ephesians, but it is a beautiful letter. It's a beautiful book, so we'll be interested in talking about that. I can't wait either. Me either. It's exciting, isn't it? Yeah.
The next we have the Breens.
Hey, this is us. So we meet on Wednesday nights too and start at 7 o'clock. And it's at the place where we're currently living, which is in Montrose. And we have a meal together every week. So we start with communion. We have bread and wine together. And so we remember the Lord in communion each week. And it's a good time of having, we bring food together and we share around a table, as Renee was just saying, the whole thing of being able to see each other face to face and share our lives together and have a meal. And then we will do whatever we feel is appropriate that evening. We might have some questions that we throw out and discuss. It might be spend some time in worship and praying for each other, prophesying, encouraging each other. Or somebody might bring something they've got on their heart that they want to share with the group. So it varies from week to week. But it's just great fellowship and food together. And awesome people, of course, including my wife.
And next is Marlene.
If you like watching movies and getting to know people, this is the group for you. There are no lock-in contracts, and you can just turn up. If you like, this is generally for making connections, watching films, chatting about them. You do have to register your interest in some way. Talk to me or whatever you need to keep in touch with emails and stuff like that. So talk to me so that I can let you know, because the films come up very quickly and disappear quickly. So I want to be able to tell people, right, you've got, you know, it's on this week, let's go. So probably once a month, and it's very relaxed and casual and hopefully fun.
Men's pub.
Men's pub group sounds really funny. Yeah, basically once a month, first Sunday of every month, we meet at the Hop Hen, just men, just a chat. That's all we do. We just sit around over a drink or two, usually two, and chat. And we're on tonight, so you know, you've got no excuse. You know about it. It's happening tonight. Hop Hen. So how do I say where that is? Oh, look, you can Google it. You'll find it. Beresford Road, yeah. Lilydale, yeah. In the industrial zone, yes.
Who's next? Youth parents. As you guys
I wrote a couple of notes. So our home group meets every second Tuesday night from 7 to 9 while youth group's on. So it's been a very handy time. Drop your kids off, come to youth group. Come to home group, pick your kids up. It originally started 3 years ago as a bit of a support group for parents of teens, but isn't so much the main focus anymore. As kids are growing up, the needs don't feel quite as pressing. because of the time pressures of families, it's a pretty low-key group. Our main focus is prayer, fellowship, and just a support and encouragement for one another. We usually might occasionally have a DVD as a way of studying, so no one actually has to prepare anything. Although we might talk Ben into doing a couple of Bible studies this year if he has the time and energy. Usually head out for a meal a couple of times a year. We've gone from 6 down to 4, so there's lots of room for more people to come and join in. And we are meeting this Tuesday night for our first night back. It's currently held at our place in Lilydale. And if you need details, I guess you come and see me. Thanks.
Next. That's you.
I hope you're getting the gist already of how different all these groups are, and that's really a strength, and we just love it. So I've got a very different group. I meet on Tuesdays, every second Tuesday from 9:30 to 12, and because of the time, my group's more mature. Not in the faith, I'm just saying age-wise. In fact, I was counting up today. I reckon if I counted up all the women that are there and the years they've known the Lord, it would be hundreds of years. That's pretty stunning. And so, so we're on again. So we do some things. We eat cake and have coffee and we do a study, and sometimes we try and shake it up so we're not, you know, predictable. Yeah, I love my group too. I just want to say that out loud. Yeah, that's me.
Well, just before I talk about our group that's going to start, I love her group too, because I've been going to. So the group that we're starting, which will be starting on Wednesday the 12th of this month. It's going to be fortnight, like fortnights. It's kind of the basics. Well, it's going to go from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The basics is the amazing truth of what we believe, or our friends who don't yet believe might come to believe. So the first week is called Grace. So the way the night's going to shape up, actually, we're going to do like what was old-fashioned coffee and dessert, but it'll be decaf coffee and dessert, won't it, these days? For half an hour, it's kind of engaging with other people and food. And then for the next hour, there'll be a bit of input and discussion. And then for the last half hour, definitely like engaging with the truth, I mean like praying and worship and receiving and stuff like that before you go home at 9 o'clock. So that's my plan. We can fit about 10 people in our house. Sounds fun to me.
Can I just say, we're really excited. These are one of the new groups that are starting up, and we're thrilled that they've put their hand up. Thrilled, thrilled. I've finished.
Sherilyn. Sherilyn here. A lot of you may not know me, and because of that, as a single person who is married but comes to church by herself, I had to find some connections. So I started reaching out to those of like situations who didn't have partners here, who don't have kids here, or ways to connect. That's what my group started out as, and we meet the second Friday of every month at Billy Goat Cafe in Mount Evelyn for dinner at 6 o'clock, and just share life, share what's happening, pray, encourage each other, what the Lord's brought on your heart, as well as, you know, what life's dealing with you, so we can just take that away with us and pray.
Women's pub. Do you want to do that, Kylie, or should I?
All right. Well, there is a women's pub group that matches the men's pub group.
Yeah, we were jealous. We wanted to join in too. So we started our own.
They meet on the first Sunday of the month, and we meet on the third. We've been going to the Coldstream Brewery and having some pear cider and some snacks, so I guess we'll have to advertise that more widely. Come and see Renee for that one.
Yeah. It's actually really fun, and we'd like to have more women come along to that. So it's really low-key. All we do is just share life, that's all, and over a drink. It's really fun, yeah.
One or two,
yeah. It's good. So next, men's.
Hi, my name's Rick. My wife kept saying Diane, kept saying... if you don't belong to a group, just start a group that you want to go to. So in about mid-2018, I walked up to Phil, who I hardly knew, and said, if I started a breakfast group, would you come? And he very enthusiastically turned around and said, you start and I'll come. And so on the first day, I'm standing there cooking some bacon and eggs and going, well, Phil and I'll at least have a lovely breakfast together if nobody else comes. I think that's pretty normal for anybody who starts off a group for the first time, who possibly would want to come to my house. Consequently, every second week since then, I've had breakfast with this marvellous group of people who have shared their stories, shared their life stories. Somebody brings a thought of the week. We've prayed for each other. I just feel like I'm the most fortunate man in the world. So logically this year I've asked Phil to assist me to do it, and probably we'll do it better with Phil assisting, so have a say, Phil.
Yeah, so, excuse me, last year was the first year, and it's been amazing. As Rick said, we've heard the main focus has been each fortnight, a guy will share his story. His testimony, it's just been amazing. It's really facilitated us getting to know each other really well. So it's been a great year last year, and this year we're faced with a couple of challenges, happily, because we've grown so much, and we're averaging probably 16 to 18, up to 22 guys at Rick and Di's place. So next Saturday, the 8th, is our first meeting for this year, and I just encourage anyone who hasn't come and all those who have been coming regularly, if you could come next week, because we're going to be talking through some options and some ideas that we've got for this year, and we'd really appreciate feedback from other people. So that's where we're at.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. So this is like an overview of all of our groups, and you can see... Joe! Hi!
Cool. All right, won't take that to heart. I'm up here representing the young adults, so anyone who doesn't know, my name's Joe. We meet on a Monday night, and we're meeting weekly. And we are doing a book club, because that's what young adults want to do at our church. We did a trial over summer. We did a book called I Give You Authority by Charles Craft, which was really heavy. And I think that tells you about the caliber of our young adults. Worked through that. We have wrestled with incredible issues with language. We have discussed really deep topics regarding Holy Spirit movement stuff. We've talked about some weird things. And it's been really fun. So we're actually continuing it this term. We're going to do a book called Power Evangelism. If you want to join us, we are starting tomorrow night. So let me know. I can add you to our group chat, which is on Facebook. We might have the first chapter on the chat. So you can get the book and join us tomorrow night all prepped.
Awesome. So that is an overview of all of our groups. So... and, say again. So, Joe, you meet at the church offices, is that correct? At the moment, but that may change. It will have to change.
So we currently meet at the church offices. The offices will be changing, so our location will change. However, we don't have a family to host us just yet, so we'll sort that out and let you know. If you want to know where we are, come and talk to me, and I'll tell you. It'll be good.
How many
people? Are you trying to infiltrate our group by hosting us? I don't know how many we've got. We've got maybe eight to ten young people. So if you would like to host us, you can also speak to me. That'd be good.
Okay. So our life group leaders can just remain here for a moment or two longer. And I want to just point everyone into the direction of the info hub. Now, we have kind of revamped the board over the summer, so it kind of shows all of our life groups, gives information. Now, there are also little pockets there where you can pull out the information and take it home on the groups that you're interested in. And so that will continue to evolve throughout the year as we gain more groups, hopefully, fingers crossed. So that's pretty much what's going on for life groups. So could I just invite up Simon and Cherie? And they're going to pray for us as we launch into 2020.
Okay, let's bow our heads. And if you want to extend a hand to our home group leaders, please feel free. Well, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for calling each and every person that stands before us today and for putting on their heart the desire to lead a life group. And Father, today we just bless them with the life that comes from you, that you want them to share with others. And Father, we bless their groups with connection, with trust, with honesty, with accountability. And Father, we just pray that as they meet together and just do community and life together with the people in their groups, that Father, you would grow them up in you, that you would grow them up in faith, and that you would grow them up in trust. And Father, we also bless these groups to bring life to the community around them, that their impact wouldn't just be on the people in the group, but it would be far-reaching. And Lord, we pray that you would draw anyone and everyone to these groups, that they might just encounter you in a new and fresh way. And we just bless the work that you're going to do in these groups.
Yeah. This morning, as I was praying, I got a picture of this. I'll just describe it, and I think it's really for the home groups. So I see home groups as being a place where we pray together, and then we harvest together, and then we set aside produce to plant again, and then we plant, and then we feast. Then we encourage one another in the vineyard as we work together. And then we work together. And then the cycle just keeps going round and round in circles. So we are a vineyard church, and I think it's no mistake we call ourselves a vineyard church. And they will know us by our fruits. So, Lord Jesus, I just thank you, God, that when we're individuals, we're just individuals. But when we're together, we're so much more. And so, Lord, I just pray, Lord God, for life and fruitfulness and this year in 2020 in home groups. And that we would be known by our fruit and the way that you change us. Thank you, Lord God.
So, yeah, just want to point you in the direction of the board again. So now life groups are launched, so you're all welcome.